I've been saving all of my Easter thoughts all day long for you. Friends, the resurrection of Jesus is the absolute center of the faith. Everything hinges on this being true or not. Everything. In fact, St. Paul will say that if he didn't rise from the dead, this whole thing that we're about is a sham. It's phony. It's false. And what are we doing? But if he did, if he did, as has been testified that he did, then everything finds its meaning through this event, through this miracle. Everything in our lives and everything in the world comes into focus of intelligibility by means of this event. There is nothing more significant if he did. St. Paul, as we heard in our second reading, is writing to a group of early followers, a group like ourselves with a myriad of emotions and concerns and worries and joys and victories, and is exhorting them to have their sights set on higher things, that which is most important, on eternal realities. Let your thoughts be on heavenly things, not on the things that are on the earth, not on the things that are manufactured by ourselves. Because where Christ is, you are. Now the life you have is with Christ. Everything is different. What he's getting at is raising expectations in daily living. It's Michelangelo who says that the greatest threat we face, these are his words, the great artist, the greatest threat we face lies not with expectations that are too high, which we fail to achieve, but too low and we meet. We're not called to mediocrity. We're not called to indifference. We're not called to so-so. We're not called to typical. We don't have to settle for that. There may be some present here tonight that have just been mired, trapped, ensnared in expectations that are low, that you wish it could be otherwise, and it just hasn't been. The news we proclaim today is that with Christ and because of his resurrection and a power that we come to share that is his through relationship with him and his church, it doesn't have to be the same. Elevated expectations. Setting our sights on those things that truly matter and really matter. Eternal realities. All the while living here on earth. Friends, if you find yourself this evening having received the gift of a strong faith, then thank the Lord for that and ask that it might even be fortified further. If you come here this evening, and faith is something that's difficult, it's something that is mixed, or maybe it's just absent, and you're so longing to want to believe and haven't been able to make that step with God's help, then I exhort you, I plead with you to simply ask God to reveal himself to you. That's all you have to do from your heart. Just make it sincere. There aren't right words. There aren't right actions. It's sincerity. Permit God to allow his power to be known to you. And don't be afraid of that. Don't be afraid of making that request. Friends, the resurrection determines everything. And we rightly celebrate this most miraculous event, which is not so much a looking past on what has happened, but elevating our expectations in anticipation of the presence and the power of the resurrected Lord to be at play right here, right now, in our lives.